Late night pod, we got to get it in. The reason being is because the Braves have made the Phillies look bad. The Braves have made themselves look good. And the reason being is because they are limping on one foot as they head to possibly in the playoffs, especially when it comes to the wild card race. Not saying that they're going to overtake the Phillies. However, I will say there is an opportunity for the Braves to be a part of postseason play. It's all brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, get your 10% off. Again, you can get your coffees, you can get your teas as well, also your flavored coffees. Just go to plainscoffee.com. Be sure to make your order now, because when you do, they're going to make sure that they don't roast those beans until you make that said order, and then they're going to ship them to your front door. plainscoffee.com. Promo code Braves, get your 10% off. Welcome into Braves Today, bravestoday.com. Find out more information by going to Braves Today. Lindsey Crosby, along with the rest of the guys that do all their writing, will have tons of takeaways as well as what you can look forward to at Braves Today and bravestoday.com. You want to know what's going on right now? Marcell Ozuna, goodness gracious alive. Call me an MVP, Marcell Ozuna. Everybody talks about how he stared at the bomb that he hit. He was not. If you will go back and you will look, he was looking back at Realmuto. And the reason he was doing so is because earlier in the game, he got called for taking his bat back too far, interfering with the catcher. Catcher could not throw to second. So that way, the player that was on first could not get to second in order to get the steal. And the reason being is because of Marcell Ozuna. He took that personal. And that's the reason when he hit the bomb, he was not looking at the pitcher. He was not slow trotting around the bases as TBS wanted to make you sound like they were doing. That was the dumbest thing known to man, by the way. What he was doing, he looked back at Realmuto and he stared at him. Because he knew, hey, you're the one that cost me first time around. You're not going to cost me this time around. And Marcell Ozuna walks away with a bomb, 1-for-3 on the day, as well as a run scored. He also had a walk on the day. He had his RBI on the day. He had a home run on the day. Marcell Ozuna, tip of the hat to you, sir. You are the guy that is the MVP for the Braves. Not to mention, you could possibly be the MVP of the National League because Shohei Ohtani, I love him. However, he's got a lot of protection around him. You do not, sir. So, Big Bear, enjoy it. Let's see if we can get that out of Games 2 and Game 3. Let's run down what took place as far as the Braves are concerned. They went 1-for-4, did Michael Harris. He went 1-for-4. He did have an RBI on the day as well. Laureano as well went 1-for-4, so another hit does Laureano get. Also, he played the key to defense as far as the ninth inning was concerned. The dude put out all three outs. Hello, Mr. Laureano. Let's play a little defense. Why should we? And then Marcell Ozuna, we talked about it, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Also had a home run. He's got that RBI. You name it, he got it. Matt Olson, he wore the collar, 0-for-4 on the day. He did have a run scored. That's because of a walk a little bit earlier in the game. Sean Murphy, 0-for-4 on the day, as well as Jared Kelnick, 1-for-3 on the day. 1-for-3 was Adam Duvall. Soler came in late. He did exactly what he was supposed to do, which was get his butt on base. Everybody expected him to do something miraculous as far as going long, but they were not going to give him a pitch to hit because he was at the top part of the lineup. So Jorge Soler, tip of the cap to you as well, sir. You were the one that was able to get on base and make sure you made yourself useful. 1-for-3, Kelnick. I think I mentioned that before. Orlando Arcia, also 1-for-3. Ursula, he went 0-for-3, but he did have some big defensive plays on the evening. And then the comeback kid, where are you? Whit Merrifield, 2-for-3 on the day against the team that decided that you weren't worth a dang in order to keep. He decided he was going to let them know, I am a guy you need to keep. 2-for-3 on the day, as well as a run scored. He also had a base on balls, so he was on the base pass quite a bit. Earned run was given up by Ronaldo Lopez. However, he went 5 innings pitch and only gave up 5 hits and a walk. However, here's the key. double-digit strikeouts yet again. Yes, 10 strikeouts by Ronaldo Lopez. Grant Holmes comes in, gives his two innings worth of pitch play, and also struck out two while he was in there, as well as Johan Jimenez, and he gave up one inning with one strikeout, nothing else between the lines, and then Raziel Iglesias, which I would love to make fun of from time to time because I usually do. However, he did as well as he possibly could do, and I appreciate what he put forth. Kyle Schwarber, 0-for-4 on the day. Get this. Trey Turner, 0-for-4 on the day. Bryce Harper, 0-for-4 on the day. Hello, Collars. 2-for-4 on the day was Bohm. Bohm is a guy that scares me. He can really help the Phillies a little bit later on down the lineup. 1-for-4 was Castellanos, as well as 1-for-4 was Stott, and then 1-for-4 Realmuto, who honestly played a big role as far as the Braves were concerned in him allowing to have Ozuna not reach base, but instead cost him an out as well as put a runner back on first. Ozuna, hello, Mr. Ozuna. You are so impressive, sir. 93 RBIs thus far on the year. Your biggest year thus far was 124 back in 2017. You had 100 RBIs last year. You are well on pace to surpass that this year. We are looking forward to making that happen. Mr. Ozuna, you are by far the MVP, at least of the Braves program, because I can tell you right now, they need you more than anybody. Listen, this is something that honestly has been a big deal for the Braves as far as needing somebody that can score runs. And the reason being is, I mentioned this on the last pod, the only two players that have played in every single game thus far have been Matt Olson and Marcell Ozuna. Everybody else has been limping along. They may have only had 10 games off. They may have only had 12 games off or 15 games off. However, at the end of the day, the two guys that have stuck it in, day out, have been Marcell Ozuna and Matt Olson, the only two that have not missed any time whatsoever. So somebody missing right now from the opening day lineup can be anybody but those two. Yes, you heard it right. The opening day lineup is basically what you thought would be better than any other lineup in Major League Baseball, including the Los Angeles Dodgers. We kind of went back and forth on that. And then the next thing you know, everybody says, well, I don't know. Well, at the end of the day, game two, already people were sitting. You got Riley that's got his oblique. You got, let's just run down all the problems that have taken place as far as the Braves are concerned. I mean, you've got Ozzie, who's got his wrist. You've got Michael Harris II, who's got his hamstring. When you make your way around the infield, you got Riley, who is out, who was out before and is out now. Behind the plate, Darnold has had his issues, as well as Sean Murphy has had his issues. Let's not even talk about pitching and everything that's taking place as far as that is concerned. So it's everything that you could ever imagine. Jorge Soler, who just came back this series. And that was just a hit. We don't even know if he can even go in the field now as far as what his hamstring is concerned. And it's been a problem after problem after problem after problem. Even Arcia missed time. I mean, he had a tooth of all things considered. So keep that in mind when you start looking at the Braves and the fact that they can go and they can win against the Phillies and make that a thing. That is everything you could ever imagine as far as being a good thing. So be sure, go to Braves Today, bravestoday.com. That's a way that you can find everything that has taken place, and that way you can make sure that you follow everything that we are doing. Lindsay's got some stuff that's going to be coming up. Let's see. Christian's got some stuff that's going to be coming up, and then they are also going to be talking about the rest of this series as well as what you can find out as far as the next series are concerned. Because when it comes to the Braves, here's the thing. It doesn't get easier. You got the Phillies right now, got to take on Nola tomorrow, then got Sanchez after that, and then, hey, hello, Washington just after, Gore Irvin Hurst, as well as, then you got Minnesota. I don't even want to talk about that because that's interleague play. You know how that pisses me off. And then you got Philadelphia just after that as well. The only named starter right now is Morton for the Braves. The Phillies have not announced theirs. The good news is you finally get the Colorado Rockies that come back home, so you get a little break after that. But the next few weeks, or the next week and a half, Washington, as well as Minnesota, and then Philadelphia again. Yeah, Philly, inside of 2 weeks. That is a huge thing. Be sure to tune in right here to Braves Today. Go to BravesToday.com. Make sure you click on PlainsCoffee.com. Promo code Braves. Get your 10% off. That way you can get your coffee, your teas, as well as whatever else you may like. It gets brewed, or not brewed, but at least ground and delivered to your door as soon as you order it. Go to PlainsCoffee.com for more information. Go to our promo code Braves, 10% off, and get all of that today. Hey, thanks for joining us. Be sure to go to BravesToday.com to make sure you find out all your information. Lindsay's got all that, as well as a host of our other writers that will have that on BravesToday.com. I'm Ben Taylor. Thank you for joining us. Braves Today is where you can find us.